Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Leo Keeley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Leo Keeley. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Wilbur and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Consolo moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Consolo moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan fires to first and picks off Wilbur. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeley takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keeley moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Keeley moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-3 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepsio moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keeley hits a line drive towards third. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts pinch hits for Maury Martin. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Straw's now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.